All right, what do we got? Are we ready to go here? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. I need to sit down. There we go. Yeah. Who am I? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, on this lovely Sunday, the last Sunday of the year 2018, yeah, we're wrapping up the year here. Oh, I'm drinking tea. I'm going to drink some more. That's pretty good today. Yeah. A delicious tea. Oh, yeah. So anywho, I am just sitting here. I just got done watching some football games. And now it occurs to me, do I have another one? No, I think I'm good. You know, come to think of it, I think, we don't need to have the sound on. There we go. What was I talking about? Football. Yeah, I got a rugby game actually coming up next. From Rico Arena in Coventry, West Mids. Cool. I got to see if there's a Bundesliga replay later. Bundesliga. No, but I got highlights at 1 a.m. What's on 222? Gotta make sure I'm not missing any football. Okay, yeah, now here's my Bundesliga replay. Oh, and here's another one. Cool. Oh, that was the one from yesterday or the day before. Okay, so 7 p.m. tonight. And then all this afternoon we got the replays of the FIFA World Cup club games. But I already know that River Plate comes in third place. I'm not going to tell you who wins the whole tournament. Can you guess? It should be pretty obvious. And that's about it, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So, I'm all right. I'm doing good. I'm crushing it. But what I really need to know, are you going to go my way? No, there will be no Lenny Kravitz today. Although, that's not a bad idea. I do like Lenny Kravitz. He's got some good tracks. He's got some riffs. He's got some funk. Oh, but you know, if we're gonna listen to some funk, the first thing we need to do is check TCM. I realize that seems like a non sequitur, but I have two main lines of thought going in my mind right now. Oh man, and we just got junk on today. Come on. I was hoping for some cool movies tonight. Oh yeah, okay, well we have one. At 1:45 AM we get Fanny and Alexander. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while. When was the last time I watched that? It's been a couple years ago. It seems like I had the opportunity to watch it not too long ago, and I said, I don't feel like watching it. Ingmar Bergman. Classic. It's a good, good flick. But it's kind of long. It means I'm going to be up until when? 5 a.m.? Ooh, I don't know if I want to be up that late tonight. No, I kind of don't. I don't want to stay up all night. Yada. Oh.
good tea.
I'm pretty excited about this tea today. It's yummy. Okay, and so let me think. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve for the calendar New Year, for the Gregorian calendar New Year. I'm not interested. I'm much more interested in the lunar calendar New Year. It's not for a while, though, so... La-di-da-di-da. What am I gonna do today? Oh, ow. Gotta remember not to lean on my elbow like that. That's kind of painful. Yowza. See, and I shouldn't do it like this either. Ow. Ow, he says. Ow! Okay. Oh, and it looks like there's some Harry Potter movies on today. It's a Harry Potter weekend. That means next weekend is a Jason Bourne weekend. Which means the weekend after that is Star Wars weekend. And I'm wondering if Dirty Dancing is going to be on the week after that. No. Dirty Dancing is always on during Star Wars. Got to have something for the chicks to watch. So, anywho, where are we at here? Pretty much, I've got nothing. Nothing that other than my shoulder hurts. I got to stop doing this. Ow. Okay. By the way, is it warm outside today? It's been kind of a little bit warm the last couple days, like almost 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's crazy. Crazy craziness. I pushed the wrong button. Is it warm today? Can we risk going outside or doing something fun today? Well, not really. It's a little bit colder. But that reminds me, I do need to go out. Oh, I should make a list of all the stuff I need to buy at the store. Because it's always the stuff I keep forgetting. I've been to the store twice, thinking, oh, I gotta remember to get some breakfast sausages. Then, of course, I forget to get the breakfast sausages. And I don't really need them. It's not like I really need to eat them. Because they're not that good. They're not that good for you, but there is a little protein there. There's a lot of fat there, though, too, but I don't eat a lot of fat otherwise, so eating one breakfast sausage and getting, 15% of my daily fat intake is kind of okay. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. So, here we are watching Harry Potter. Oh, look, there was a big explosion, and now everything magical is happening, and there's magic, and here's Dumbledore. Dumbledore 5, or whatever. All I can tell you is this Dumbledore is not Robert Plant. I still would like to see Professor Dumbledore played by Robert Plant. That would be awesome. But I don't think we're getting any more Harry Potter movies. I'm really into this tea right now. Oh, what? No, now you want to do stuff? I'm in the middle of my show. See, we went through this rigmarole earlier. About 10 minutes ago. Yeah, I sat down and I thought, oh, I think I'll maybe do some kitty stuff with the Banky Baby. Then I got the Banky ready, and then where did you go? Yeah, you went nowhere and did nothing, huh? Oh, what are we doing? Okay, now we absolutely need to do the kitty stuff now? Is that what's happening? Okay, fine. This now means that I need to sit up. This is kind of painful. I got the blanket already. Jump in there, Pippa. Come on. And now you don't want to get on the banky? Oh, and I gotta reach back and put the lid on my tea. This is bad for my shoulder. Ow. Oh, that was bad. Okay, are you getting in the kiddie pit or not? Are you gonna sit here? Are we gonna just be annoying kitty? Ow, my shoulder. Ow. It really hurts. It's very, very painful to me. I think I'm gonna scream. It's making me hurt and be whiny. Ow. I really gotta go to the doctor and get my shoulder looked at. Why do I get the feeling that I'm gonna get scheduled for rotator cuff surgery? What are you doing? Don't play with the microphone cable. Microphones are not kitty toys. Okay, if you're not going to get in the kitty pit, I'm going to move. Because I can't... I'm not having a good time. Not really. Oh, but you know what I think I am going to do? And this is going to sound like a strange thing to do, but... I think I'm going to check my mail. Yes, I realize it's Sunday, and we did not get any mail today, but I did not check my mail yesterday, and so there might be mail in the mailbox left over from yesterday. Oh, jeez, what the hell is my problem today? Why is this on the floor, cat? All right. Let's head into the garage here. Open the garage. The garage door goes up. Oh, it's very sunny out here. I should have worn my sunglasses. Yowza, it's a little breezy. Actually, it's not all that cold. Maybe we should go somewhere. Open the mailbox, and I have some mail, but it is junk mail. And there's my cat and looking out the window saying, hey, what are you doing out there? All right, so the junk mail gets thrown into the recycling bin. We can close the garage door, walk back into the house. And there's my cat looking out the window. I'm in here now. Oh, I'm back inside. Oh, isn't this exciting? Yes, you're a good baby. Oh, it's a good kitty. But I'm going to walk into my office here for a second. Do-do-do-do-do. And grab a couple things. Because, you know what we're going to do? We're going to listen to some music. Let me grab this, too. What do I feel like listening to today? What do I need to... here that I haven't heard in a while. Well, yesterday we listened to Lowrider. Yeah. And I love that slow funk groove without changing any chords. Keep it simple. Keep it cool. Lay it down, clown. I want to hear something else like that. Oh, and I know exactly what I want to listen to. I know the... Oh, what should we... But what song? What song do I want to hear? Well... I know. How about... Yeah. Yeah, I think we got it. Basically, what I'm thinking is Curtis Mayfield. And if you were going to listen to any Curtis Mayfield songs, any classic Curtis Mayfield. Oh, you know, it seems like it might take a while to really choose one of all the out of all his great tracks. Maybe we need to listen to some Bootsy too. I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, quit messing around. If we're going to listen to any Curtis Mayfield, obviously, it has to be Pusher Man from the Superfly soundtrack, and I'd have to agree. So why don't we listen to a little bit of that right now? That's not it. So let's get some Pusher Man going.
Station.
How cool is that? That was obviously Pusher Man by Curtis Mayfield. A song that he wrote for the film Superfly, which I haven't seen in a while. I was just thinking about that. Good tea. I watched Shaft a couple weeks ago. Now I want to watch Superfly. I'm not a huge fan of blaxploitation films, but I do recognize that there are, you know, massive classics of the genre that do need to be watched. And Shaft is obviously one of them. I had to push the cough button there for a second. Superfly is another one of my favorites. It's very different. You know, compared to Shaft, it's got a different vibe, and it's got a whole sort of different thing. But, yeah, you know, we don't need to go into that right now. All I know is that Superfly is not on tonight. Because Fanny and Alexander is on. I did kind of want to watch Superfly. And you can catch it on TCM, Turner Classic Movies. They do play it from time to time. And now I want to see it again. Come on. But I got to catch myself. I was just about to say something stupid, something that old people say. People who belong to AARP. I was going to say, oh gosh, they just don't make music like that anymore. They just don't make good music like Curtis Mayfield anymore. I shouldn't say that, though. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to listen to funk for the rest of the day. I'm going to get some Bootsy Collins going. I think I'm going to skip the whole Mothership connection, though. I don't think I'm going to really delve into P-Funk. I'm going to go in a different direction, I think. I hate to say it, but I'm kind of... I don't want to say I'm tired of P-Funk, but it just seems like... Just seems like that's the go-to thing if anybody wants to get into some funk. And so I'm just going to sort of steer away from that today. So, yeah, and then as I said that, well, you just said you're going to listen to Bootsy. Well, yeah, but come on, it's Bootsy, baby. Yeah, baby. I can't do my Bootsy voice today. There's only a couple of people I can do decent impressions of. One of them is Salvador Dali, and the other one is Bootsy Collins. But it's too early in the day. Yeah, baby. Yeah, no, I can't do Bootsy today. At least not yet. I do love Bootsy Collins. He's the man as far as I'm concerned. And I just heard a weird sound. Is the cat doing weird stuff in the other room? Yes. Cat is making me a little bit crazy today. What were all those crazy sounds I heard last night? I still haven't gone upstairs to look what's fallen over. I heard something last night and I thought, oh, I'll deal with it later. And that was at about 2:30 a.m. What was the cat knocking around? I don't know. It's kitty business. Ow, my shoulder. You know, this is going to sound a little weird, and I don't know why I'm having this thought right now exactly, but if I was going to form a band, I mean, if I was going to form a real band, if I was going to, you know, spend some money, start a band, would I start a funk band? I don't know. I might. You sure don't hear that stuff anymore. There's a lot of people who dig it. I know a guy who would be great as the guitar player. I'd have to get him a wah-wah, though, because I don't think he actually owns one. Oh, that would be fun, but that would be expensive, and you just can't afford to put a band like that together, but God, that would be cool. I know who I would get for my drummer, too. Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to be in a funk band. Recently, I've been thinking about jazz a lot lately, too, but jazz is just a little bit too much for me. It's just a little bit too far out of my realm of knowledge. Why do those guys gotta change chords every two beats. What the hell is wrong with those guys? Yeah, jazz. It's fun. I've been watching a lot of jazz lectures and stuff on YouTube lately. I found one guy that I really like, and he's been blowing my mind with all kinds of wacky stuff. But that doesn't mean I'm going to get up and play in a jazz band anytime soon. Not likely. Good tea. God, I needed that. So good. Yeah, I am more likely to be in a funk band before a jazz band. And I'm more likely to be in a rockabilly band before a funk band. I don't know. I'm getting too old to do that crap anymore, though, that's for sure. How am I gonna haul my amps around with this shoulder? I don't know. What, Pippa, what are you doing in there? Cat's in the bathroom acting a little bit weird. I guess it's okay. Ow, my arm hurts. I don't know what's wrong with my shoulder, but it hurts down into my elbow. That can't be good. That's not a safe thing. Yeah. Of course, you realize this means I'm going to have to go to the doctor. Which means I'm going to fill out a bunch of forms, and I hate filling out forms, and I mean, I really hate filling out forms. I'm going to have to sit around in rooms full of sick people, only to have a doctor tell me, yeah, you need to go to a doctor. And I'll say, okay. And I'll get a special piece of paperwork, and they'll send me to another doctor, and they'll say, yeah, fill out these forms. Thanks. You couldn't get the forms from the other guy? Because the forms, you could have just called them to get the forms. No, fill out these forms. Sit around here for a while. Yeah, it turns out we have to cut into your shoulder with a big knife. We gotta do some stuff because rotator cuff. I have no idea what a rotator cuff is. Or what it does. It's something to do with my shoulder, but it's so hard for me to care, but it's getting to be so painful. What am I gonna do? I don't know, but we can discuss it at another time. You've been listening to The Dubious Shoulder Committee, a Curtis Mayfield that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.